Drama Day Holiday. What? Merry Christmas, y'all. How's everybody doing? Kenneth Allen bringing you the Christmas edition of the Dramedy Podcast. Thanks for tuning up. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for telling friends and family. Thanks for finding us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio and telling a friend and a family member about it. It keeps showing up and I keep getting some accolades. And it's nice because I know people are listening and I get emails and I get phone calls and everything else about people saying, when's the next one coming up? And I'm sorry that it's taken me so long. I had so much fun doing the Halloween holiday one. And then I didn't really have much to do. There was two guests that were going to come on and they both canceled. So I couldn't really do anything about it. I could have put something out that was kind of BS, but I just decided to wait until the Christmas edition and or the holiday edition. It's Christmas for me before I put one out. Hey, also, it's not just Christmas for me. This Christmas is my birthday. It was my mom's favorite Christmas present. She used to always say that. She did get an Chevy Astro van one year, and she said that was her favorite present. So, yeah, I broke the door on that thing. I was probably 12 years old. I don't think I did it intentionally, but you never know the chambers of the human heart or mind. The Chevy Astro. Do anybody remember those? Remember the commercial? That was back when GM was making metal parts out of plastic so that they would fail every 5 years. And that was her favorite present? I don't think so. I took a fucking aluminum bat to that door. I'm kidding. It didn't happen. What ended up happening was I was allowed to back up the car out of the driveway so I could shoot hoops. And as I was putting it into neutral and back it down, the door handle got caught on the concrete masonry little wall my dad made. And the brakes on that don't work unless the car is running. And I was just coasting backwards. Super extended the door, broke it. I just felt bad, but I didn't have any regrets for that fucking heap of trash. The Chevy Astro van. Where the hell is this podcast going? Christmas time. Anyway, this is a Christmas episode, and I'm happy to be doing it. It's going to be pretty short and to the point. I really, I don't have so much to talk about, but I was thinking about how to put this together. I talked to a few friends. They didn't want to come on. And then it hit me. Keep thinking about what I could get all of my coworkers and, you know, as I'm trying to buy them presents. And then I realized, I'll bet you that a lot of people have this issue trying to buy for emergency caregivers or other caregivers or other people in the emergency field trying to buy for each other. I thought I'll just do 10 presents, 10 gifts that are medical in nature, are good gifts to give to caregivers or people getting into emergency medicine or presents that are medically themed. They have a medical flavor on the top, don't you say?
What do you mean by that, Bert? You're talking about trick air. I can't hear you.
So that's what we're going to be working on. Hey, Christmas, how you doing? How you been? You've been waiting for us patiently all year to get here, and now you're here. Now we're here. We're waiting for you. Ho ho. How do you do it? Remember, it's time of year where you get to think back and reflect on all you've done, and then eat yourself into a stupor, drink yourself into oblivion, and then come out on the other side of 2015 thinking, what the hell am I going to do to fix my liver and my brain cells? So this year, be thinking ahead a little bit. As I said to a friend, I'm going to take at least 2 days. Oh, no, I'll take a couple days to think soberly about how I want to accomplish some stuff in the future. There's a big step coming up this year for me. And there's going to be some big, big changes. I'm excited. I'm terrified. And I'm going to show you all of that while podcasting. So, without any further ado, I'm going to push any further. Just remember, you can find us on iTunes, it's Dramedy Podcast on that, or you can find it on Stitcher Radio and, of course, www.dramedypodcast.com. What the hell is that? Oh, dude, something started up, and now it's in delayed. I can't stand it. I got to take off the headphones. Okay, that's good. So you can find us on all those radio stations. Also, there's a Facebook page. Go to Facebook and look up Tromedy Podcast. Join it. Check it out. We're fledgling. It's at like 75 people. So at this point, just start saying yes, you like it. You're a fan of the podcast and you're a friend of the Facebook page. I'll give you updates to everything. And yeah, here we go. We're going to lay it on the line. 10 top 10 EMS gifts or medically themed gifts to give to a loved one or yourself for their birthday or holiday season.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Okay, all right. And let me explain again. So we're getting, these are presents that you can give to your fellow employees in the profession. Let's say you're a nurse and you work in the ER and you want to hand out gifts to the medics that bring in the patients. Or you want to give them to like acquaintances, you can give stuff out. Let's say you're married to a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer or a lawyer. Well, then you have no business listening to this. I'm kidding. A nurse or a PA or somebody like that, and you're thinking of something outside the box, jump on this. Let's say they want stuff around their office or something that is kind of, it has the flavor of medicine, but it's not necessarily a medical gift. I threw a bunch of these in here just for fun, and I go from the cheapest, very inexpensive, you know, stuff to just hand out to the average person, too fairly pricey. I mean, I'm talking big $10. So choose, pick and choose in there. I'm sure you're going to find something. I left a couple of them open-ended. What the hell am I talking about? Let me explain. By the way, there will be links. There will be links to all of these presents on the web page on www.traumedypodcast.com. TRAUMEDY.com. Traumedy, I'm sorry. TRAUMEDY podcast.com, and you'll be able to find them. But I think if you just type all of these things into the search engine, you'll be able to pull them up. And I have prices along with it here. So top 10, starting with number one. Here's a gift you can give out. Like I said, you work in the ER. You want to hand out a bunch of these things to the crews that are bringing patients in and out. It's really inexpensive. They sell ballpoint pens that look like syringes, little syringe ballpoint pens. You can look on Amazon. You can get 60 of them for $17.99. 60 of these. So depending on the crews that are coming through, bang, you want to give them something a little medically themed and Yuletide-y. Why don't you tie a piece of ribbon around this and a candy cane, hand it out. Everyone loves getting a little gift. It's great. You could give it to, if you go into admin, wherever you work, you just hand them out to everybody. They're cool. They're different colors. They got reds, greens, blues, oranges, purples, and it looks like the serum inside the plunger. So if you're just getting something really easy for somebody, you know, they're not big presents, and you get a ton of them. For under $20, you get 60 of these, and your shift's 8 hours long. I bet you don't even get a chance to hand out all of these. So number one, syringe ballpoint pens. Number two, this is kind of a funny little gag gift. Everybody likes having something fun to drink out of. They sell coffee cups that look like prescription bottles. And on the side, instead of, saying amoxicillin or whatnot, it says coffee. And it says drink until appropriately nervous or something, you know, drink until awake or something. And it looks like a prescription bottle. It's hilarious. It looks great. It's orange, you know, and it's got the prescription label on it. They also sell beer koozies that look like that too, only instead of it saying coffee, it says beer. Drink until appropriately inebriated or until you vomit and pass out, something like that. So you can get ones that look like beer koozies, or you can get a coffee cup that says, looks like it's a prescription bottle. they're great. You know, you want to, you're always looking for something silly to give another coworker and somebody who says, I need coffee. You know, all these people that do that. Get them that. It just shows, it's really the thought that counts in all of these things. And if that sounds like somebody you know, if you know somebody who uses beer koozies, go to him and say, Harless, I got you something, big guy. those retail for about $8.64 to $9.66. And again, you can find all these links on the interweb. I'll have them on the website. So those are real quick things. Oh, by the way, I tried to have all my friends come on this thing, and they wouldn't come on. I have to figure out a way. I got to figure out a way to trap these people somehow and just get them on the podcast. We had Mike Hidalgo, remember, it was 2 years ago coming up on. So anyway, he kept throwing out ideas, and they said, that's great, come on the podcast and talk about it. And he said, no, you can just talk about it for me. So that's what I'm doing. But the next one, number three, this is kind of open-ended. You can go on this website and you can find tons of medically themed gifts. Go to Etsy. Go to Etsy. Go to Etsy. A couple years back, I got a kick-ass wallet that's leather, and it's got the diagram of the musculature of the human body. It's kick-ass, and it's one of a kind. And now looking on there, I found all sorts of like bracelets, leather, cool bracelets that have pins hanging off them, or like little buttons that show anatomical skeletons. They have a necklace where is a clay disc, and imprinted into the clay disc is the female reproductive system with your uterus and the fallopian tubes and everything. I mean, they're really kind of kitsch, cool stuff. What else? Posters, you got gag shirts, there are cufflinks that show, you know, stethoscopes and the caduceus. You can get tie clips for doctors. And everything I saw in there ranged from about $4.21 up to about $200. There's something in there for everybody. What else? And really the cool thing about Etsy is, from what I know, that it's all one-of-a-kind stuff. None of this is mass-produced, or it's produced on a small scale. It's not being brought over from overseas. It's all really individually boutique-designed stuff. So it seems to mean that much more to people, because it's kind of a fleeting thing and it's an original thing. Go on there, spend about 15 minutes. I guarantee you, you'll find something to give to the person you're thinking about. That's already three. We're flying through this. Number four. I've always liked these. Kind of along the lines of the Etsy products, but the vintage medical posters, like sketches and diagrams of the human body, the vasculature, the nervous system, the muscular system, like just dissection pictures. I particularly like, instead of having those modern day ones you see up, if you watch movies, you'll notice that the same diagrams they have up in the movie doctor's offices are in all the classroom doctor's offices, are in all the hospital offices. It's the same posters. They're the modern day ones. They are all over my classroom. The ones I like are the older vintage looking ones from like Da Vinci's pictures and Michelangelo's pictures. If you remember when I did the interview with Wendy Moore about the Knife Man, the book about John Hunter, the first modern day surgeon, who was working in the late 1700s to the early 1800s, well, until the end of to the 18th century anyway. He was using Jan van Riemsdyk to do all of his engravings of the female the reproductive system in the different stages of pregnancy. So those pictures are fantastic too. So look up van Riemsdyk, R-Y-M-S-D-Y-K, van Riemsdyk. And they're a little bit morbid, actually, because they're like, you can see the lower torso and they've been like cut apart. But don't get those then, if you, that kind of grosses you out. Some people, I'm sure, would be totally into it. They're actually beautiful. There's a picture where you can see in the amniotic fluid, you can see a reflection of the double paned window in the background. That's how in depth that guy got when he made his engravings. But I always liked Michelangelo's and Da Vinci's pictures, and I thought they're way cooler to have up in a doctor's office rather than the typical modern-day Mosby or AAOS, not to knock them, but you know what I mean. I think it looks cooler when you have hand-drawn sketches on kind of that yellowed cream paper. I think it just looks cooler. Likewise, you can find posters about, you know, like the old Tonics, turn of the century. You had the traveling medicine show, and there are posters of their jump-up tonic or whatever, and posters for cocaine. It peps you up. You know, heroin, find the hero within, and it shows like this person beating alcohol by taking heroin. Those are kind of cool posters too. I mean, not to talk up the wonders of heroin and cocaine. They're not so great, we found, but they're kind of funny to find and to get as gag gifts and put around if you have a friend that would like that, or maybe even probably not a doctor in his office, but somebody who'd be interested in that. Take a look. I got another link on there for posters. And everything I found ranged from about $40 to $120, and then they go up from there if you're going to get them framed, if you're going to get them bordered and everything else. But just think about it. Great present. Number five, a lot of people get EMS books. Now, look, I'm not going to start talking about getting somebody a whole list of all of the medical books that they're going to need while training. I get you could do that. I guess you could. But I'm not gonna assign somebody a gift. You know what I mean? I don't want to give somebody something and say, now, here, you do a book report on this. Now you use this to do work. So instead of talking about textbooks, rather than that, I put on here some EMS humor-related books, also books that I've heard are really good literature, and they don't feel like a chore or work while reading. So far, I have these couple that I'm interested in reading. Quote, stuck up, 100 objects inserted and ingested in places they shouldn't be. Fantastic. The people put things in the craziest places. Okay. All right. And the second one, The Paranoid's Pocket Guide to Mental Disorders, You Can Just Feel Coming On. Both books, a lot of fun. You can kind of pick up and read if they're sitting on a coffee table, at least with the coffee tables that I've been acquainted with. Now, talking with John Cavanaugh, who is another teacher that I work with, who's a fantastic, and a paramedic extraordinaire. He's a rescue captain in the city. He always recommends these three books to his students, and I'm going to read them. Aside from that, we're going to have John on the podcast hopefully next year, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Incredibly eloquent and inspiring. The books that he talks about, though, are Bringing Out the Dead, which, of course, they made into a movie, and I'm going to try and get Cage on the show next year.
Because, you know, he's a method actor, and that's what I'm looking for.
I think if I could have Cage on for one day, it would change my life. So maybe we'll work on getting him on. That's just an idea, spitballing. I'm throwing it out there. I'm going to shoot for the stars, and if I land in the gutter, so the fuck what? Anyway, Bringing Out the Dead, if you haven't seen it, it's a great movie, and I heard it's an even better book. The second book he talks about and recommends is The House of God, and that's about a doctor going from medical school into his initiation into the hospital system and how the kind of torture mentally and physically that go on just dealing with the job and learning the ropes and how you sometimes have to learn how to jiggle and shake the pinball machine without tilting it. And then finally, Talking Trauma, which is written by family and friends of Niels Taglerini, who, again, is another fantastic medic in San Francisco who does a lot of community outreach. And his family and the family friends that would sit around and listen to his stories and stories of other medics in San Francisco decided to write a book about it from an anthropological point of view to talk about and to record these stories that are just kind of dying and not being expressed, and to find out just what it is that makes medics and EMTs keep going back to a job that can completely destroy but also captivate and wonder and wonderize you, you know, put you into a feeling of wonderment. So Bringing Out the Dead, The House of God, and Talking Trauma. All books that range between about $7.95 and $22.34, depending on where you find them. Okay, when we come back, the prizes get a little bit bigger. The feeling for the ones you love gets a little bit fuller. Yeah. And we'll be concluding from 6 to 10.
Guten Tag. Ich fröhlich Weihnachten. Happy Christmas to all of you out there in the Americas, and of course to all of my friends and family across the Atlantic in the European nations. This is your good friend and everyone's favorite party guy, Heinrich Weissmuller, wishing you the greatest holiday season. I wish you all the times to hang with your family and friends around the Tannenbaum, decorating it and telling jokes, carrying on with the drinks and the schnapps and the beer and so forth. However, I want you to pay close attention to the threat in this time of year. And of course, I'm talking about the creature known as the elf on the shelf. You see, this elf, he's the most devious creature. He has found a way to infiltrate the family unit and hide himself in some most obscure places. He's no longer on the shelf. He has adapted and overcome such a place. You may find him hiding in the ceiling fan. You may find him hiding in your daughter's dollhouse or your boy's radio-controlled automobile, such as the BMW or the Mercedes. You may find him sneaking a picture of you and your family while hiding in the Tannenbaum itself. You see, this creature is an agent of the allies of the people in the North Pole, and he will report any such behavior to Santa. He is an enemy of the state and a saboteur, and he must be brought low and prosecuted accordingly. If you suspect any elfin behavior in your home or likewise in your neighbor's house, report him immediately to the Gestapo, to the local authorities. We will find a way to catch this creature and deal with him accordingly. Hello?
Elf.
Is that you, Elf? I can hear you, Elf. Where are you hiding, Elf? Do not go away. We have this place surrounded.
Elf! God, Elf! Come and see here, schnell! Do you know, Elf? I will find you. Elf, I will find you. Where are you, Elf? Elf! Elf!
And we're back. Okay, so we're going from 6 to 10 now. They're going to get a little bit more pricey, but I think that they're great presents. And if you can give them, give. It's better to give than receive in some things. Okay, now, I threw two in here because, you know what, I'm going to leave this other, no, all right, I'll throw it in there because I mentioned it, and I hate when people do that, but a lot of people go to this. This is the go-to one. Everyone says you're getting into the medical field, you should always get somebody something like a stethoscope because, you know, it's the gift that it's, you get to keep it all through your career, and it's cool. It's cool to have your own little device. I think it's better than getting a blood pressure cuff for sure. You can clean it easier, and it's nice. It's nice to throw it around your neck and look like you're a real medical pro. I would recommend, if you have the money, to get a Littmann. They're the best out there that I've ever used. And they range anywhere from just stethoscopes in general, usually about $45 to about a $250 range. $250 range for the Littmann is the cardiology stethoscope. I love them. Big, thick tubes. You can hear them in the back when you're going code 3. You can hear them in helicopters when you're medevacing people. They're really great. But if you don't have that kind of do-re, there are other stethoscopes to buy. Here's the one I'm going to throw out there. This is not medically related in any other way other than I love getting these, and I'm in the medical field, and I can always say, well, I need it because I'm stressed out. Dude, what about a massage? Just hook up a honky. Get them a massage. You know what I mean? I you can get it either with a masseuse or, you know, or you could do it yourself for somebody. But I like going, at least if I can do it once a month, if I can pull it off, or if I remember to do it, 1 hour or an hour and a half, you get that, just crush down all the tension, and it really makes you feel like a new man when you walk out of there. I love them. Usually massages range from about $40 to $100 for an hour or two, an hour and a half. Maybe you throw in an extra 20 for a tip to the masseuse when they leave. And I'm talking about on the up and ups, by the way. I mean, you can give a happy ending or what, depending. I don't need that, dude. I just want to chill out. I want to sleep. I want to be in that region where you're at, that's a meditation region, where you're half awake, half asleep, and you're just chilling, and you know your body's healing. So, number six can be a stethoscope, but remember, don't underestimate the power of the massage. Okay. Number seven. You have a nurse girlfriend. You have a nurse boyfriend. They want to make a fashion statement when they're in the hospital. They don't want to be like the average Joe in there, and they want to kind of flash. How about designer scrubs? Designer scrubs you can find online. They range anywhere from about, again, it's the same kind of price range, $60 to about $140. And you can get cool ones like there's Caduceus all over them, or they have hearts, or they have different colors, purples, oranges, yellow, you know, pinks. And they're a little bit more they're a little bit more quality than the ones that they have, the disposable ones at the hospital. So if you have a loved one that wants to shine out there, I remember, check this out, I'm not lying, when I worked in Oakland, there was a nurse at Highland who showed up and her fingernails were all dollar bills, and she was wearing sandals and matching toenails, dollar bills, y'all, and she had on shirt that had Ben Franklin's all over it. Her scrubs were $100 bill Ben Franklin scrubs. She was styling. So don't tell me that nurses won't wear this. There are people out there that would love to get designer scrubs. And then also, you know, a lot of girls like to sleep in them too. So they're comfortable to go to sleep in. They're easy on. They're easy off. You know what I'm talking about? And so you might want to get them for your girlfriend. I think that's a great present. I think that it's kind of, you know, when they're wearing scrubs, sometimes they might be stressed out. So when they get to wear them around the house, maybe it puts inside their minds another time where they wear them, where they can be relaxed and wearing scrubs. I'd wear them. I'd wear some scrubs if I had them. Actually, I did have a pair when I was doing clinicals, and I just lost them along the way. I think I might have just tossed them. They didn't really feel too good for me. I didn't like them. I wasn't wearing these nice scrubs that I'm looking at now, so maybe the situation would be different. Number seven, designer scrub. Number eight, I love these, and I've always loved them from the moment I first saw them in the chemistry lab of the third floor at John Adams, where I grew up, basically, where the EMT program used to be. And then I thought that would be sweet to have these in your garage for your toolkit or your tool shelving or in the bathroom. I'm talking about medical cabinets and shelving. It's stainless steel, or it's steel, and then it's glass, and it's usually that kind of green clear glass, really clean looking, very sterile, obviously antiseptic looking, and they were traditionally inside hospitals around the turn of the century up until about the 60s or 70s, and then they've kind of disappeared, but they're showing up now as furniture pieces. And sure enough, like 3 or 4 years ago, I walked into Anthropology, and they had it set up like in a bathroom. And I thought, sons of bitches, they stole my idea. But whatever, it works. They look great. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, click on the link. You'll see them. They're really cool. They got some. The earlier ones have more kind of fashionable legs to them and everything else. Some of them look industrial, but you are able to find some that look more classic from the early teens and 20s. They range from, if you buy newer ones, around $400 to, if you're getting the vintage medical cabinets and shelving, you could go all the way up. If you were going to do a whole bathroom in these, you could do it in about $5,000, depending on what you like. Some of the glass is frosted. Some of it's frosted, but they leave the Red Cross symbol just clear. So it's like a clear, straight Swiss cross. And the rest of the glass is that frosted green. It's just cool. I'm telling you, like if a doctor also did woodworking or worked in the garage, it would be a sweet way to set up his wood shop or whatever they work on, tie flying, or if you want to set them up as like curio cases inside a family room or something. I think it'd be sweet. You could put a light in it. Dude, it's clean. That's what I like about it. Really, really a pure feel to them. So medical cabinets, number 8. And again, it's a little pricey, but what are you going to do? It's worth it if you get them. Okay. Number 9. I love these, and I think it's a really cool idea. Instead of giving someone a briefcase to go to work with, how about a doctor's bag? Those turn-of-the-century bags that kind of have the rounded tops to them, and you unbuckle them, and a lot of them have like the open fold, whereas you open the top up, it flips the whole opening, flips the whole top up. You know what I'm talking about? There's like a little hinge on there, and it opens the whole bag up even further. Now, I mean, it's a sick briefcase. If you've already, people are walking around with Samsonites. Dude, if you're in the medical profession, you need to carry a briefcase. Carry a doctor's briefcase. You can still put all your documents in there. You can still put your computer in there. Some of them actually open up like one of those Plano fishing kits, or the Plano, the old school medical kits, the plastic ones where they have shelving that pulls out and slides out. And they're from the turn of the century. It's awesome. So depending on what you would like to do with it, you could get a brand new one. I see one on here for $257.82. Brand new Tuscany leather slam dunk. Any color you want, brand new. That's a sweet holiday gift. You can also find vintage ones too. So depending on the person you're buying for and what their likes are, they may want an older one from the 30s and 40s, depending on the shape it's in. The one I always look at is, do you guys look at Raiders of the Lost Ark? Of course, my favorite movie of all time. When he cracks open, when he walks in the beginning, when he goes to see intelligence, Army intelligence, when they're at the school in the beginning, and you see his bag, he's got this kick-ass briefcase, but it opens, and it's got a buckle, and he pops it open. And I always wanted to find that thing, but I still haven't been able to find it until I started looking at these briefcases. Holy crap, you can find one like that here. So, briefcase, about a $250 price range, doctor's bag rather than a briefcase. Think about it. Your hubs, your wife will thank you and always kind of look a little flashy walking around with it. And finally, number 10. Now, if sky's the limit, if you can do this, the ultimate present, how about thinking about sending someone through medical school? It's always an option. It's always out there. Maybe you can't afford it just yet. But look, sky's the limit. Think about it. If you can, do it. So I just compiled some numbers here, and this is just tuition I'm talking about. There are a lot of other things that go along with it. But did you know Harvard Medical School is only, from these papers and from the information I gathered, it's only $63,551 a year? Huh? How can that be? Which breaks it down to a grand total in 4 years, $254,204 for tuition. But really, if you think about that, if you went to Harvard Medical School, how long do you think it would take before you paid that off? $254,000, it's just over a quarter of a million. And really, wow, what a gift to give to somebody. You may be thinking about this for your kids already. But if you're out there like Smithson or Gates or somebody who's got some dough in, under his pocket and just wants to be in the giving spirit, a philanthropist slings to David's bow, then think about giving something out like this to somebody. Medical school. Okay, now, maybe Harvard's not your bag. Maybe you don't get in. Average medical school, it looks like anywhere from $28,000 to $50,000 a year on average for medical school. Okay, it depends on if you're a student or a non, if you're a resident or a non-resident in that state. So, about $250,000 or $200,000, $200,000 to $250,000, you've got somebody's medical school paid for. All right, can't do that. Can't do that. Well, okay, think about nursing. What's the average nursing school cost? John Hopkins, for the entire 13-month program, $69,024. Slam dunk. That's for tuition. And then they give matriculation fees, $500, health insurance, $4,000, health fee, $525. Total bill for everything to get all the way up through a master's, $74,132. Nursing school. All right, that's just your average there. But talking to other people, nursing school, to get all the way up to maybe a nurse practitioner, you're looking at about $40,000 to $50,000. But then they're done, and they're a nurse practitioner, and they're working, and you can pay it off. Guys and girls out there, if you're thinking about this, think about these numbers for the upcoming year. Think about how you can start earning this and sock away the dough for that next big leap. It's not that far off. Basically, nurse practitioner school, from what I can gather, is about $20,000 to $30,000 additional to your nursing. PA school. I found it in different places all over the country and in the Caribbean, anywhere from $18,000, which holy shit, I got to find that school, to about $103,000 for residents. And anywhere from non-residents would be $28,960 to $146,959 for non-residents. That's PA school. Usually takes about 2.5 years schooling, and then you have to do some residency, and you're done. Okay? So can you make that happen? Medic school, averaging $3,000 to $13,000, up to, in some cases, if it's an accelerated program from a very highly esteemed academy, maybe $20,000, all told with internship, with clinicals, with room and board, etc. Okay? And EMT school, from about $1,000 up to around $5,000. Shop around. Try and find a place that works best for you. They have one-month EMT programs. I don't recommend them. I think you need to sit and absorb and internalize it all. But if you need to, you need to get through it. You're still going to have to take the National Registry. You're still going to have to do it. So it doesn't matter. You're going to need to learn the info. Think about all these numbers here. Think about what you could give. Could you give someone the gift of EMT school? And again, I always say it's the one class that every single human being on earth should take. It gives you basic anatomy, physiology, and pathophysiology to treat the human body, to know what's going on when it starts to malfunction, and to get an idea about what I can do to prevent this and what I can do to solve some of these problems that are happening. I highly, highly recommend giving that to your kids. Maybe to someone who's had some life changes and they need to put things into perspective. I've had a lot of students like that, and it ends up being invaluable just for them to take the class, even if they don't do the National Registry. Can you afford to give somebody a present that's $1,000? Put them through EMT school. Well worth it. So, and all of these things are very well worth it. And also for you to remember, can you afford $18,000 for PA school? Could you go up to $100,000, put yourself through school? How many years would it take for you to sock that away? What is your salary now? Based on that, what could you do to augment that? Or if you wanted to start applying for scholarships, these are really small numbers. Remember, you have the will to do it. You will find a way. I shit you not. You know, Carolla always has this thing he says about drug addicts. They make on average, what, $150,000 to $250,000 panhandling, and they spend it on drugs. And they're able to make that kind of money because that's all they want. Their minds are set on it. Why don't you set your mind towards nursing or a doctorate? When you set yourself towards it, you will find a way to get it, period. The human mind finds a way. It's a glorious thing. Put it to good use. All right, one more to grow on. And it was funny. I had this written down, and then a good friend just texted me and seconded the notion as I was about to write, about to talk about this. Just when you see nurses and doctors and firefighters and medics out there, just take the time out of your day to come over and thank them. If you feel it, if it's in your heart and you feel like you want to say something, please don't hesitate. Walk up and say whatever's in your heart. Thanks for doing the job. I appreciate what you do. And you can walk away. That's 3 to 5 seconds. It didn't cost you a thing. And it means the world to us. Every time it happens, it brightens my day without fail. It's just nice to feel like all of those times of I got up 4 times last night going on calls. It just smokes you. And I came home today and slept for 3 hours, and it was like I woke up and I felt like I was on the far side of the world. I had no idea where I was, who I was, what had happened earlier today. And that can wear on you. So when people come up to you and they just say, thanks for what you do, we really appreciate it, happy holidays, whatever it happens to be, even if they joke around, that's all that matters. It's the best. And it's free. And it's the one thing that you can do where you give something, but you're going to receive something back. You're going to walk away feeling good. It's undeniable that that's going to happen. And I really appreciate it when you do it. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. If you're thinking about giving yourself a good present, how about just becoming an EMT or a nurse or a caregiver? I walk around town. I kid you not, when I'm on duty, I walk through the supermarkets waving at everybody, pointing. I feel like I'm the mayor. I act like I'm the mayor. It's the best. It's just fun, man. I love it. Kids are waving at you. You know, you walk out and everybody loves you. It's just nice because you're there to help. And if you want to give yourself a positive boost, look into something in the human care profession. You'll always give a lot, but you'll receive more, guaranteed. It's Kenneth Allen saying to you, happy holidays. If you've got it, then use it. And I'll see you on the other side of 2015. I love you. Thanks for listening. Really, from the bottom of my heart, thanks again.